Good evening, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. United States Senators Ron Johnson and Rand Paul have released a significant text chain from Dr. Anthony Fauci's government-issued cell phone, shedding light on private discussions regarding the COVID-19 vaccine. The document, produced by the Department of Health and Human Services on August 5th, reveals a conversation between Dr. Fauci, Rochelle Walensky, and Vivek Murthy from January 2021. This specific exchange centers on the potential risks the injection might pose to pregnant women during their first trimester. In one of the most notable messages from the chain, Dr. Fauci expressed a theoretical concern that the significant cytokine storms and fevers often observed after the second dose of the vaccine could be associated with miscarriages. This internal dialogue occurred at a time when public health guidance was being formulated, and the senators suggest that such information is vital for the principle of informed consent. The release represents only a small fraction of the data recovered from the device, which contains over 34,000 text messages and hundreds of voicemails. The senators and their staffs are currently undertaking a comprehensive review of the remaining data to ensure that relevant public health information is disclosed while respecting the privacy of unrelated personal communications. Investigation into the device has already noted some irregularities, such as the fact that nearly all contacts are identified only by phone numbers rather than names. As the review continues, Chairman Johnson and Chairman Paul have committed to releasing further information to the public as it becomes available. Starting August 17th, the Richland County Highway Department will be doing some repairs on U.S. Highway 14 East. This work will start Monday, August 17th at 7 a.m. and last through August 20th at 4 p.m. This work will take place between State Highway 58 leading west to Jelland Lane. The right lane will be closed between these two roads. There will be a work zone set up with signs, arrow boards, and barrels to help guide traffic past the work zone. For more information, call Lonnie Hatch at 608-604-7623. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. An area blood drive will be held tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Hillsborough High School. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin Secure Program Facility at the M Building in Boscobel. A variety of food and treats will be served. You can book an appointment for either blood drive by calling 800-RED-CROSS, download the Blood Donor app, or visit redcrossblood.org. Walk-ins are welcome. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce the addition of Dr. Austin Ewart to its orthopedic surgery department. Bringing a wealth of expertise and a passion for rural medicine, Dr. Ewart is set to enhance the specialized care available to the local community. He recently completed his intensive orthopedic surgery residency at Michigan State University, McLaren Oakland in Pontiac, Michigan, where he gained significant experience in general orthopedics and high-volume surgical procedures. Dr. Ewart was drawn to the region by the opportunity to practice broad-based orthopedics while fostering deep, multi-generational relationships with his patients. He expressed great enthusiasm for the welcoming culture of the hospital and the scenic beauty of the surrounding area, noting that providing a full spectrum of care in a rural setting was a primary goal for his career. His arrival is seen as a major step forward for the facility, as he will work alongside established surgeons to expand access to essential services like sports medicine and joint replacements. Community members can look forward to meeting Dr. Ewart soon, as he is scheduled to begin seeing patients in mid-September. The hospital has already opened scheduling for his initial clinics, allowing residents to secure appointments in advance. With his commitment to patient-centered, high-quality care, Dr. Ewart is poised to become an integral part of the healthcare team and the community at large. The city of Viroqua is set to receive a significant boost to its local infrastructure following the announcement of a $2.518 million loan from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development. Wisconsin State Director Andrew C. Iverson confirmed the funding today, which is designated for the installation of critical solid waste infrastructure at the city's closed landfill to address environmental and safety concerns. The primary focus of this investment is the installation of an active landfill gas extraction system. This new technology is designed to capture and control subsurface gases more effectively than the city's current passive system, which is no longer operational. Recent monitoring has shown that gas migration is occurring, making this upgrade a vital step in maintaining regulatory compliance and ensuring the safety of the surrounding area. The project will include the construction of gas extraction wells, transmission piping, and a blower system to draw out and safely eliminate the gas through flare skid units. Director Iverson emphasized that this funding aligns with broader federal efforts to support rural communities by maintaining affordable utility rates and providing essential sanitary services. The investment is being facilitated through the Water and Waste Disposal Loan and Grant Program, an initiative that helps rural areas improve the treatment facilities serving local households and businesses. This modernization effort reflects the ongoing commitment of the USDA to provide the safe and reliable infrastructure that Wisconsin residents deserve. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation has launched an investigation into the death of 38-year-old Corey D. Ruiz following an encounter with Madison Police Department officers Wednesday, July 22nd. The incident occurred in the city's Marquette neighborhood after police received reports of a subject checking parked vehicles and an alleged burglary attempt around 1 p.m. When officers attempted to contact the subject, he reportedly fled the scene on a bicycle. At approximately 1:35 p.m., four officers located Ruiz at the intersection of South Baldwin and Williamson Streets. According to official reports, a physical altercation ensued during the contact. Investigators state that Ruiz brandished a knife and injured Officer Keel Badinger Peterson, a veteran with over 10 years of law enforcement service. While two other officers attempted to deploy tasers without success, Officer Badinger Peterson discharged his firearm, striking Ruiz. A knife was later recovered at the scene. Emergency medical services were summoned and life-saving measures were performed before Ruiz was transported to a local hospital, where he was pronounced deceased. In addition to Officer Badinger Peterson, a second officer sustained injuries during the struggle. Both officers were treated and released from a local hospital. No members of the public were harmed during the incident, per agency policy. All four responding officers have been placed on administrative leave. DCI is currently leading the investigation with assistance from the Dane County Sheriff's Office, Wisconsin State Patrol, and the Sun Prairie Police Department. Involved law enforcement personnel are reportedly cooperating fully with the inquiry. Once the review of evidence and facts is complete, DCI will submit its investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney's Office for review. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin has joined a coalition of lawmakers in a firm stand against a recent proposal by the Environmental Protection Agency to rescind critical drinking water protections. The opposition centers on the EPA's plan to eliminate federal public health limits on certain PFAS chemicals, often referred to as forever chemicals. Baldwin and her colleagues argue that such a move would expose millions of Americans to unsafe levels of toxins, which are scientifically linked to severe health outcomes, including kidney and testicular cancer, thyroid disease, and developmental harm in children. The group of senators emphasizes that the rollback directly contradicts the Safe Drinking Water Act, specifically its anti-backsliding provisions intended to ensure public health protections remain robust once established by scientific evidence. By delaying compliance for PFOA and PFOS standards until 2031 and removing limits for other variants, the administration's proposal is seen as a major step backward. Lawmakers highlighted that these standards were the result of decades of research and advocacy, and that weakening them now would penalize communities that have already invested resources into remediation and compliance planning. Senator Howard Markline has been officially named the 2026 Legislator of the Year by the Wisconsin State Fire Chiefs Association. The prestigious award was presented Friday, August 7th at the Platteville Fire Station by a delegation including WSFCA President Chief Steve Denzian, Vice President Robert Goplin, and Platteville Fire Chief Ryan Simmons. The recognition highlights Senator Markline's extensive efforts to support fire departments across the state. During the 2025 through 2027 legislative session, Markline championed significant legislation, including 2025 Wisconsin Acts 35, 36, and 212, which aimed to expand training options and increase funding and flexibility for local departments. He also authored 2025 Wisconsin Act 197 to enhance protections for fire department personnel against job-related threats. Furthermore, Markline was a key leader in securing long-term state budget funding for specialized units such as Wisconsin Task Force 1 and Regional Hazardous Materials Response Teams. Expressing his gratitude, Senator Markline noted that local fire departments are the first to answer the call during emergencies, and he remains committed to being a reliable voice for them in the legislature. Chief Denzian praised Markline as a strong advocate who has provided instrumental tools and sustainable funding to ensure the safety and effectiveness of Wisconsin's emergency responders. In a decisive move to address the state's growing medical needs, Universities of Wisconsin President Renee Wachter and a coalition of university representatives have unveiled the Healthy Wisconsin proposal. This ambitious budget initiative aims to train 35,000 new healthcare professionals over the next 10 years, serving as the cornerstone of the university's 2026-2027 budget request. By focusing on the healthcare pipeline, the proposal seeks to ensure that Wisconsin communities remain vibrant and well-supported by a robust workforce of skilled medical experts. The urgency of the proposal is underscored by the current shortage of healthcare workers, which threatens the ability of residents to receive timely medical attention. Wachter noted that when professionals are in short supply, it becomes increasingly difficult for individuals to lead healthy lives and for local economies to prosper. By involving every university in the system, Healthy Wisconsin aims to strengthen the professional pipeline from education to practice, ultimately fulfilling a promise to enhance the quality of life for all Wisconsin citizens. Vital statistics right after this.